Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay this morning. Good morning, Pensacola, on the 4th of July.
Boy, you are, wow. You
I got lots of energy this morning. Just kidding. I am faking it. Woo, I'm beat. Who gets up this early in the morning?
Me and Andrew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this? I can't believe I did this for like 8 years. I did early morning radio for
eight years.
Yeah, that was good enough for me.
And think I you was, got your fill of it, huh?
I got my fill of it. I just like, you know, one of the weird things that occurred over that 8 year period. So the first couple of years, I just, you know, went to bed at 8 o'clock every day, and because you had to get up like 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning,
right?
And so I go to bed at 8 o'clock, and I was usually like somewhat okay. And I did it for the first, I'd say, maybe even 2 years with no stimulants. No energy drinks, no nothing like that. And I don't drink coffee, but just no stimulants. And then started introducing the stimulants a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then also around the time of the stimulants, it was like, that's still not enough. That would just give me enough energy to stay like perky through the show. And then I started going, well, I got to take a nap. I got to take a nap. Start off as like a 20-minute nap. Eventually, by the end of the 8 years, it was every day, no matter what, like clockwork, I'm taking a two-hour nap.
That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah. It's like
after a year of this.
It doesn't matter if I got up at 8, if I went to bed at 8, doesn't matter if I went to bed at midnight,
mm-hmm.
and only got like 3 hours of sleep. It didn't matter if I got 3 hours of sleep or 6 hours of sleep or 8 hours. I had to take a two-hour nap every day. And guess what? I have not done early morning radio on a regular basis for now, probably going on 10 years, and I still take a two-hour nap every day.
Wow.
Like all my, when I was doing Afternoon Drive,
right.
when I was doing Pensacola Right Now, it like my producer just knew, like, don't call me an hour before the show because that's my nap time.
Right.
I'm taking a nap. Like, I have friends and stuff who'll call and or like text me or whatever and like, sorry to text you during your nap, and then I'll wake up and I'm like, yeah, I was taking a nap actually. So
thanks. I appreciate it.
So I'm becoming like an old dude. I'm not even 50 yet, and I'm becoming like this old man. I'm just like, you know, I got to take my nap.
Yeah.
And so
I understand this completely.
But it started with early morning radio, and it built like a habit now with me where now I sleep like 6 hours at night, and then I got my two-hour nap during the day. I'm a biphasic sleeper now.
Do what? That's a big word.
Biphasic. I sleep in two phases instead of just doing a monophase. I'm a biphasic sleeper. I tried to do the polyphasic sleeping when I first got into radio.
Mm-hmm.
Early morning radio, I'm talking about. Polyphasic is where you sleep multiple times a day for only like 30 minutes at a time. And that's it. I did that for a while. And
did it work?
It did work for a little bit. But it got hard with radio because, especially when I bumped to a four-hour show, like that messed it up because I needed a nap somewhere in that four because you sleep like every 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
You take like a 30 minute nap every 2 hours, and now that messed it up. So I had to stop the polyphasic sleeping. Anyway, happy Independence Day to you. I don't know why I'm talking so much about myself. Who cares about me? Tonight is the fireworks show, 9 o'clock. Well, the fireworks will be kicking off. We will have that on our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, but we will also have it right here on News Radio 92.3. We're going to simulcast Cat Country's music that coincides with the fireworks show. So you can listen to it on your radio. You can listen to it on your stream. The stream might be a little bit more delayed, but not delayed enough that you're not going to be like, wait, that firework exploded 5 seconds after.
And then it was like, boom.
Yeah. It'll still be good on both the stream or the thing. So if you want to download the News Radio app, that'll be a good thing to do. Now, before that, at 7 o'clock, we have the symphony Sparks and Stars from the Community Maritime Park. Symphony's going to be down there. So we'll be broadcasting that live right here on News Radio at 7 o'clock. So be sure you want to tune into that. All right, we have history of the Blue Angels, which, of course, Blue Angels come up next week. Red, White, and Blues next week. So it'll be here before we know it. But let's go ahead and play History of the Blue Angels for you right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I've got traffic on the fives first.
Oh, fine, do that.
Okay. All right, no accidents to report to you right now, not even any delays on I-10, I-110, 98. Everything is flowing smoothly this morning. Even Pensacola Beach is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. The History of the Blues is presented by Calvert's in the Heights.
In 1976, the Blue Angels were kept busy taking part in air shows across the country. America was in the midst of the year-long bicentennial celebration, and the Blue Angels were in great demand. June 15th of 76 was also the 30th anniversary of the very first performance of the Blue Angels. During the 76 season, the squadron flew 80 shows, including a huge 4th of July performance at NAS Willow Grove, Pennsylvania. The season ended on October 21st with their homecoming show on board NAS Pensacola. The following season began tragically with the loss of a plane and pilot during winter training at El Centro. Lieutenant Niall Kraft was flying in the number 6 jet when his plane went down. Because there wasn't enough time before the start of the season to select and train a new pilot, Lieutenant Vance Parker, who had flown in 74 and 75, returned to the Blue Angels for the remainder of the year. The Blue Angels passed a special milestone on October 8, 1977 in Atlanta when they flew their 2,000th public demonstration. During the 1980 season, the Blue Angels performed their breathtaking air shows in 48 U.S. cities plus Canada and Puerto Rico. It was after an April show in Puerto Rico that they added life-saving to their list of accomplishments. While en route to their home base in Pensacola, Fat Albert, the C-130 transport plane, heard a Mayday distress call come over the radio. A 10-seater civilian plane was far from shore and desperately low on fuel. Worse, they were lost and couldn't find any land on which to put down the plane. Though in contact with the Miami control tower, they were unable to get a radar position to guide them to safety. If they weren't found quickly, they would certainly crash at sea. So Fat Albert veered off course to search for the lost plane. Once the small craft was sighted, Fat Albert flew in close to escort her to a small island with an airstrip. The lost plane touched down with less than 3 minutes of fuel remaining in her tanks. Fat Albert, having saved the lives of all on board, flew home. I'll be back with more after this.
Are you looking for a unique restaurant experience? It's Calvert's in the Heights, a one-of-a-kind English-themed restaurant and pub with stunning views of Escambia Bay. Enjoy delicious cuisine from British fare to American bar foods to fresh home-cooked meals. Or stop into the pub for a great selection of beers, liquors, and wines. You'll find it all at Calvert's. Don't miss the Red, White, and Blues Watch Party, Saturday, July 12th, 10:30 till 3. Replace the heat and traffic with cold AC and frosty drinks and the Blue Angels air show on the big screen. Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway.
One of Pensacola's native sons flies with the Blue Angels. Then tragedy strikes. Next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Today is the Free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Mouget and Pensacola State College. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
Local radio brings people together like never before.
It's a beautiful hometown weekend out there. We've got
your local stations keep you informed and involved with music, talk shows, and real-time news updates you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters, connecting you to what matters most. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress to support your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Tune in Tuesday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as Regeneration Station will be discussing how they help relieve individuals with severe pain with their latest in scalar and biophotonic energy room, which can allow cell regeneration, improve immune function, detoxify the body, elevate moods, and assist in balancing right and left hemispheres of the brain to increase energy levels. It's the Regeneration Station on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Traffic jam, staring at the faces in a rearview mirror, looking at the promise of the promised land. One kid dreams of fame and fortune.
The heck are we listening to?
What? Did you just say what?
What are we listening to?
This is Only in America, Brooks and Dunn.
Oh.
It's a really great song.
It's
America.
It sounds.
Here we go. Let's see. All right. Here we go. Here's the chorus.
Only in America. Oh, there we go.
Okay. See?
I was waiting for the American. I was like, where's the American song? There's no American song. I was like, this is Independence Day. Supposed to be celebrating our independence with patriotic music. You're giving me some twangy music.
Well, no. I mean, it was patriotic.
Until the very end, it took like 5 minutes to get to the chorus.
No, it was only like a minute.
Oh, my gosh. No, it was way longer than that. Let me share with you instead. And you're listening to Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay, by the way. Happy Independence Day. Good morning, Pensacola. Wake up. Nobody's awake right now.
I'm awake.
We're
right
the only
now.
Ones awake. So, David's awake over there. He's
hopefully.
Like, did you already forget what I'm like in studio, David? I keep seeing your reaction.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a bit.
This is refreshing.
Yeah.
This is good.
We'll go to your news for a second. First, 20 songs about America for your 4th of July playlist. See if we can help out John over here. Number one, of course, Born in the USA from Bruce Springsteen. That's one of the more popular ones. God Bless America, Kate Smith. This Is America. Never heard of this. From Childish Gambino, which is Donald Glover, the actor.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He has a music persona called Childish Gambino. And apparently he has a song called This Is America. I've never heard of it. Maybe I have to listen to it. Party in the USA from Miley Cyrus. That's a catchy one. American Boy, Estelle featuring Kanye West. I don't think I'm familiar with that one either. America from Simon and Garfunkel. Surfing USA from the Beach Boys. Living in America from James Brown. We just had that one. American Pie. And then let's see here. American Kids from Kenny Chesney.
Oh yeah.
I'm not a big country.
I'm sorry.
Person,
so it's okay.
I'm missing
all
these country
you.
Things, the Brooks and Dunn, the Kenny Chesneys, and Kanye Wests. And just kidding. Then here's some other ones that you may not have heard of as much. American Requiem from Beyonce. So American from Olivia Rodrigo. The American Dream is Killing Me from Green Day. American Baby from Dave Matthews Band, American Music from Violent Femmes. Oh, I like American music.
Oh, yeah.
American from Lana Del Rey, American Jesus from Bad Religion, Bleed American, Jimmy Eat World, American Girls, Counting Crows, American Dreaming from Sierra Ferrell. And I would have to throw in I Love the USA from Weezer. We can't play it because
there's
a couple of F-bombs in there where they're like, I love the USA. And they're like, I effing love the USA. I was like, okay, you must really love the USA.
I think you do.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's some sort of thing. Let's go over to David Wayne. David Wayne over the newsroom. David?
Well, four people are dead, more than a dozen wounded after a shooting in Chicago outside of a venue hosting an album release party for a rapper. This happened in their River North neighborhood when somebody opened fire into a crowd of people standing outside of the lounge. So far, officials say nobody's been arrested in that case. Federal immigration agents, Bobby, have detained famous Mexican boxer Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. He was arrested by ICE officials in connection with an active warrant in Mexico. Homeland Security says Chavez is accused of being involved in organized crime and trafficking firearms, ammunition, and explosives by Mexican authorities. They believe the world-renowned boxer is affiliated with the Sinaloa drug cartel. Chavez's attorney is calling those allegations outrageous. And, you know, Bobby, there's been a lot of controversy this week over alligator Alcatraz. Well, now officials in Alaska are floating the idea of a bear Alcatraz. Apparently, White House policy advisor Stephen Miller has been calling on Republican governors to work with the administration to build these migrant facilities in all red states. So earlier this week, an Alaskan official went on Fox News and said, well, we don't have alligators, but we have lots of bears. And Alaska's governor has not yet commented on the possibility of a bear Alcatraz.
That, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it more like the alligator Alcatraz, by the way, and bear Alcatraz is really just a sanctuary, right? It's just an animal sanctuary. Throw them over there.
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
Throw them over there and protect them.
Wildlife refuge.
And it's a wildlife refuge. Yeah. And so the idea is really about protection for the animal, but calling it an Alcatraz makes it think like you're putting them in prison. You've been bad. You ate too many humans. You have to go over there now. Your species as a whole has been blacklisted, and you will now spend the rest of your days along with all of your kind over there, away from humans, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Be nice next time. Think about what you've done. So, all right, so... what else do I have for you?
Traffic on the fives.
Oh, sure. Let's do that.
All right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still rolling accident-free right now. Not seeing any delays to let you know about. 98, Highway 90, I-10, I-110. They're all flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
77 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of hot and muggy. And there is the tropical disturbance cyclone formation, whatever thing, over on the East Coast. It's headed right up the East Coast. Like, it's by Jacksonville right now, and it's just like, just going to follow the coast, line up. 60% chance of formation over the next 7 days. We're pretty clear over here in the Gulf right now. Hopefully, it'll stay that way for next week as well, for Red, White, and Blues week. Today in history. Well, of course, back in 1776, U.S. Congress proclaimed the Declaration of Independence and its independence from Great Britain.
Cheerio.
Yeah. Then back in 1785, geologist James Hutton publicly reads an abstract of his theory of uniformitarianism. That is the first time there was a meeting in the Royal Society of Edinburgh. The Louisiana Purchase was announced by Thomas Jefferson today in history back in 1803. Then we had, 1934 was when the patent came out for the chain reaction design for the atomic bomb. Yeah, so July 4th.
Wow, what a coincidence.
Independence Day, 1934.
Kaboom.
patent for the atomic bomb. Then let's see here. Oh, in 1970 today, the radio program Casey Kasem, America's Top 40, debuted in Los Angeles.
It did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Casey Kasem. I can't do it.
Song number one.
Right, yeah, song number one. I got to listen to it in order to mimic it.
I know.
Oh, well. Today, also in history, the, Lou Gehrig, 1939, was the first Major League Baseball player to have his number, the number four, retired on his appreciation day at Yankee Stadium. And that's when he gave his luckiest man speech. So,
wow.
Yeah, Lou Gehrig, first person to have his number retired. So, pretty cool thing going on right there. Neil Simon was born today. Or was, at that time. Post Malone turned 30 years old today.
What? He does?
Yeah. Geraldo Rivera.
Geraldo.
82 years old today. Congratulations.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Geraldo. I didn't realize he was that old.
I didn't either.
I didn't realize Post Malone was so young. So, all right. You're listening to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew on the 4th of July.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Less than 6 months into his second term, President Trump will sign into law the One Big Beautiful Bill, delivering on many of his campaign promises, and he can thank House Speaker Mike Johnson.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is being declared a miracle worker after wrangling enough votes to get this done. It took days of arm twisting, with some Republicans concerned over cuts to Medicaid and SNAP programs, while others still think the bill didn't cut enough spending.
Fox's Rebecca Castor, Democrats panning it. Former President Biden describing it as cruel. How is the weather on this national holiday?
Up and down the East Coast, it's going to be nice. Temperatures in the mid to upper 80s here in New York City. You do see that one rainy spot down across portions of Florida.
That's Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 75 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning on your 4th of July. Escambia County's Board of Commissioners will be meeting next week, and they'll be reviewing an agreement with the Santa Rosa Island Authority to provide fire services on the island. They'd been reviewing options for funding fire service there, and this was after recent discussions about fire protection and MSBU fees in the county, which were much higher for beach residents during previous discussions.
Santa Rosa Island Authority last week voted to increase the lease fees to pay for their fire department. So SRA was paying well under $250,000 for the fire department they had out there. There was a lawsuit several years back that basically the property appraiser was going to try to get some real estate taxes or property taxes out of them. That failed, and they've lowered the lease fees. Well, SRA went and voted last week 4-2 to increase the lease fees back up to 75%.
And that's Escambia County Commission Chairman Mike Kohler, and he says with that increase, the SRIA can use that money to pay directly for fire protection so beach residents won't be saddled with huge increases in MSBU fees. Kohler says the county will be looking at an MSBU increase of around 220 for homeowners on the mainland. Escambia County deputies say an argument inside a local cell phone store escalated yesterday into a knife attack. This happened at a store on Chiefs Way when two women and a juvenile got into some type of disagreement. A female employee tried to intervene in that and ended up being attacked by the juvenile. And that's when deputies say 37-year-old Mary Frances Baldwin pulled a knife and ended up cutting that employee on the face. Baldwin now faces aggravated battery charges. She's being held at the Escambia County Jail with no bond. The juvenile also faces a battery charge. Her identity has not been released. The third woman involved in the altercation was not part of the assault and has not been charged. Well, as residents are gearing up for Independence Day, Escambia County Fire Rescue emphasizing grilling safety. They say there's been some recent grill incidents, including injuries from flammable liquids. And firefighters say July is the peak month for grill fires, which are often linked, they say, to unclean and greasy grills and gas leaks. To promote safety, officials say you should check your propane tanks for leaks, keep your grill clean, and maintain a safe distance from structures while you are running the grill. Well, if you're headed downtown to check out the fireworks tonight, Bayfront Parkway is going to be closed early this afternoon. PPD says that road will be shut down early today as set up for the fireworks show begins. PPD's Mike Wood says getting in won't be too bad probably, but...
Getting there is one thing. Leaving is something else because everybody's going to get there whenever they feel like it. They're going to trickle in over the course of the afternoon and the evening. But when the fireworks are over, everybody's trying to get out at one time. We have officers at the major intersections where the lights are, and we synchronize the lights by radio.
That is PPD's Mike Wood. And he says the lights will switch between north, south, and east, west. They'll have officers at all of the major intersections to get people through as quick as they can. He's urging people to carpool, take cabs or Ubers to avoid drinking and driving. And he says every year they have a handful of DUI arrests on the 4th of July. They're hoping this year will be the exception for that. It is 6:35, right now 75 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies. Your next news at 7, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. The Congress this morning began a final debate on President Donald Trump's mega bill ahead of casting votes after Republican holdouts relented overnight and backed the spending package. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson spent all night corralling representatives to pass the legislation. Shares of TripAdvisor jumping 17% today after Starboard Value revealed a more than 9% stake in the online travel company, according to a securities filing. The position was valued at about $160 million as of yesterday's close. TripAdvisor shares have been flat this year after losing more than 30% in 2024. Stocks are currently higher today on Wall Street in the final session of trading. The Dow up more than 330 points, the S&P 500 gaining 51, and the NASDAQ has grown by more than 210. That's Your Money Now.
And at 6:36, I apologize, John. I was so excited to learn about the markets that...
I noticed that.
That I completely blew past our traffic on the fives. John, what are you seeing out there?
All right. It's brought to you by ECUA Bulk Waste Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Even 98 rolling through all our beach areas are flowing smoothly right now. That's keyword is right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
6:37, your next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3.
Culver's introduces their new chicken sandwiches, adding a new spin to their classic chicken sandwich and taking them to the next level. Bigger, juicier chicken with crispier, crunchier breading. You can get yours crispy, spicy crispy, or grilled with your favorite toppings made fresh just for you. Visit Culver's today, Mobile Highway, Bayou Boulevard, or Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery is available with DoorDash and Uber Eats, and curbside service is now available. From Wisconsin with love, it's Culver's. Welcome to Delicious.
So I have known Christina Leavenworth as long as I've lived here. You know, back to when she was in the news and then all the things that she's done since then and with her family and everything else. And when she said that she wanted to get into real estate, those of us who knew her thought, well, a lot of people try, but if anybody can make it work, you can. And she has... it's unbelievable, honestly. And the reason is because, you know, she's really smart and she's very personable. But frankly, I think it's because she's willing to do all the little things that kind of everybody knows you're supposed to do. She just does them. She calls back right away. She follows up. And when people come and look at a house and they don't make an offer, she thinks, well, let's find out why. So she'll call the agent and the agent will say, well, they didn't like this or the price or whatever. And, you know, she says, okay, great, because that's a learning opportunity. Maybe we can do it better in the future. Or, well, you know, actually, we can fix that. Would they be interested if we did this? Maybe, because that can become a sale. That is such a little thing, but think about it. How many people are really willing to do that little step but it can turn into so many great results. That's the way she approaches everything, from fixing nails in the drywall, you know, holes in the drywall the night before you're supposed to have a closing just to make sure the closing happens. Whatever it takes, she gets the job done. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup and delivery available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
American, so we're going to count this as an American song, even though it kind of bashes a little bit on the woman.
Yeah, it's but a catchy song. It's an American woman.
It's American woman.
Or America.
Yeah, I ain't going to spend my time wasting with you, but oh well.
What?
That's what it says.
Oh, I thought you were talking about with me. I was like, thanks.
Oh, no, I spent my time with you.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I'll go over some of the top things we'll be doing for the 4th of July here in just a little bit. It's 78 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of super hot and super humid. And so, right?
Welcome.
So that is what it's going to be, a hot day. But we're going to be getting ready for the Symphony Sparks and Stars at the beach. We'll be carrying that live for you right here on News Radio 92.3. And then right when that is over, we'll be carrying the music for the fireworks show at the bay. And so it'll be synchronized, and we'll be carrying that music for you so you can listen to your radio or your stream. The stream might be a little bit delayed, but you can listen to both of them in order to hear the music for the fireworks show right after Symphony Sparks and Stars that we'll be carrying live at 7 o'clock. You're listening to Pensacola Morning News. Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew this morning. And I got a couple of texts here. One of them saying, it's nice to have you back filling in for Andrew, and they call me vintage. Let new listeners know that they're getting some retro news radio from a vintage classic host.
Wow. Doesn't that make
retro
you feel old?
Retro vintage.
I know.
I haven't been off the air that long. Oy vey. But let the new listeners have some dad jokes. Yeah, so when I was on the radio on a daily basis, I was throwing daily dad joke. So, all right, good idea. Let's throw in some daily dad jokes here. I'm reading a book about anti-gravity. It's impossible to put down. Anti-gravity book.
Oh, boy.
what do you call a fake noodle? an impasta.
Oh, my goodness.
Impasta.
Impasta.
That's so funny.
Impasta.
There was, what is the longest word in the English language?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
Mm-mm. Smiles. Because there's a mile between the first and last S.
Oh, goodness.
That's
wow,
a good
I wouldn't
dad
even
joke
think
right there.
That.
That's a good dad
yeah.
joke right there. That's
I'll give you that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. What do you call a bear with no teeth? A gummy bear.
Oh, no.
There you go.
Oh, no.
There's your daily dad jokes for you. Little news rundown here for you. Gulf Coast Coast Guards preparing for the busiest 4th of July weekend that we expect in years and years and years. It's been a while since we had 4th of July on a Friday, so we had a lot of people taking off yesterday. Lots of people were treating July 3rd like it was the holiday. This is going to be a long weekend for a lot of people. They're taking July 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and then like, oh gosh, we have to go back to
Monday,
work?
Monday, yes.
Monday's going to be like the worst. Like, life gets back to normal. This sucks. I want to go back to just celebrating. There's there was the one. Oh, Orange Beach Fire Department receives a grant to purchase another CPR machine, so that's good for them.
That's awesome.
Yeah. 37-year-old woman charged for knife attack at Metro PCS in Escambia County. A knife attack? Knife. Oh, boy, that's not good. And then we'll get into some national stuff right after traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, 3 Mile Bridge, 98 are all flowing very smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Do you think that people are struggling right now financially, or are they holding back because they're just kind of wait and see? I've had this conversation with a lot of people in the past week or so. I think people don't have as much discretionary income and therefore are not spending it. The reason why I say this, I I'm in business and I talked to a lot of other business owners, and I've had a lot of businesses go out of business in the last 6 months. A lot of people I know have gone out and just closed their doors.
Right.
Said business is just too slow, can't do it anymore. Others I know are struggling to make payroll. And then I have a family member out west who runs a like jet ski, paddleboard, kayak rental business on a lake, and they said that their business is down 38% compared to a year ago.
Wow.
I have two friends. Well, one's a family member, one's a friend who runs an RV park.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them said, one of them said he's about 50% capacity, whereas June is always 100% capacity with a waiting list. You know, like people
wow.
like, do you have any openings? He's about 50% capacity. The other one says they're about 70% capacity, so it's a little bit better, but not. But still, it's in a month that is usually a waiting list to get on. I've got a friend of mine who runs a restaurant in Orlando, said he's about to close his business because he just.
No.
The tourism is just died.
Just down.
Yeah. I was talking to my brother who lives in Manhattan, told me that Broadway is struggling. They're actually starting to close shows now because they just can't sell them out as much. Are people holding back, waiting to see what's going to happen? Or because of uncertainty with the economy, uncertainty with big, beautiful, bloated bill? Or do they just not have enough discretionary income? I think it's the discretionary income. Maybe there's some people holding back too, but I think it's mostly lack of discretionary income. I think that people are struggling with the economy. Dollar is on track for the worst year in modern history, according to a new recent report. It's been just plummeting as far as value.
Wow.
I don't know if this bill that passed yesterday that the president's supposed to sign today will change anything, but something's got to change, I feel. What are your thoughts? 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620, if you'd like to weigh in on that. I did get a question. The stream that we'll be playing on the music we'll be playing tonight is the music that synchronizes with the fireworks. So that begins at 9 o'clock. We'll be carrying Symphony Sparks and Stars at 7 o'clock right here on News Radio 92.3. In some other top news, I don't know if you saw this, Michael Madsen, the actor, passed away, 67.
Wow.
He's a young buck. Not too bad. Of course, he's in Reservoir Dogs. He's in Kill Bill. He's in plenty of different things. He always played a really good bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
He always played a good bad guy, but
wow,
he's passed away now. 44% of Californians would secede right now from the state, 44%. Which tells me, by the way, Gavin Newsom is one of the top names from the Democrats who is being talked about as running for president next time. And I'm like, dude, 44% of your country, or of your state,
your country, yeah,
is like, we want to leave now. So yeah, that, I don't know. Let's see what goes on that one. Then let's see here. So we did mention the big beautiful bill. That's what they call it. Some call it the big beautiful bloated bill, or just not even a big beautiful. They just call it the big bloated bill, and then others call it the big beautiful bill, and then. Hakeem Jeffries yesterday set the record for the longest House speech in opposition, trying to do it. AOC denounced the deal with the devil, is what she called it. Instead of a big, beautiful bill, it was the deal with the devil bill.
Hakeem kept calling it the big, beautiful, no, the big, ugly bill.
Ugly bill. Yeah, big, ugly bill.
I mean, over and over and over. And
I feel like there's a lot of bloat in the bill, personally, but we do need to extend the tax cuts.
We do.
That needed to get done. It does. This bill gets rid of taxes on tips. This bill gets rid of taxes on overtime,
which is very interesting.
So that should help impact some lower income
getting
areas.
The discretionary income up.
Help the discretionary income that we're talking about. So that would be good if we could see that. So let's see here. Well, here's a text. Well, I can understand why Broadway, look at some of the shows that they're putting on. It's not what people want to see, unfortunately. Well, that's true, too. There's some very interesting. I actually pulled up the Broadway list when he said that to me,
right,
to see what was out there. There's some shows I never even heard of that I was like, why would you? That's not something. If I'm going to go visit New York, I'm not seeing that show. You know, it's not on my list type thing. I did see Hadestown last year, and I was very impressed with Hadestown, which is still on Broadway. I actually saw it in a high school production, mm-hmm. which is weird. They don't usually have release things and when they're still fresh on Broadway, but they've allowed that one to be a high school production. Wow. It was very well done. So it makes me want to see it on Broadway now. There is in sports, there's buzz that LeBron James may make a move again, that he may leave the Lakers and head to another team, so we'll have to see what happens with all that. Then former NBA guard Ben McLemore found guilty of rape in Oregon. Mm. All right, so let's get away from the crappy news. 72.2 million people are expected to travel today or this weekend.
Right.
I guess you just say the overall weekend because, like I said, a lot of people started yesterday. It's supposed to be a record, and that a record number of people traveling. So, maybe the discretionary income, they were just holding on to it for 4th of July weekend.
Maybe.
They waited on Memorial Day, like, no, I'm not going to spend my time on that.
I could definitely tell you Wednesday it felt like 72 million people at the airport, me trying to get back
from
Phoenix.
Lots of delays. Yeah, lots of delays and stuff like that. You got delayed, didn't you?
I did a couple of times. Yeah, because one flight was late leaving and all this. And then we had, like, the waiting area, you know, where you get on the plane, that was just completely full because one flight wasn't even boarding yet, but we were all getting ready to board ours. It was just nuts.
And then you also, like, missed the plane because you got, like, butt probed or something like that. What was that?
No, I'm TSA pre, so I'm good.
Dang it.
I know, you tried, but I tell them at least buy me
dinner.
There's
this dude coming in there. You're going to want to check him.
I say at least buy me dinner first. You
know? Oh, my goodness. 72.2 million. The worst time to be on the road yesterday was between 2 and 6 p.m. Wednesday was the worst day for travel because some people will be trying to come back on their vacation on Sunday, Saturday. You know, so they'll be splitting. But Wednesday was like the day where everybody's traveling. So
it was horrible.
And you got stuck in it on the air, in the air. You know, a lot of people are grilling today. That's a big... It's a big grilling day, 4th of July, and burgers topped the list of a new poll for best favorite foods to grill, along with steaks and then hot dogs. Speaking of hot dogs and processed meats, a study found that there is no safe amount of processed meat.
They took a study?
Yeah. It won't kill you, but it's Eating small amounts of processed meat on a regular basis will cause his health issues. So if you're like one of those regular hot dog eaters or Spam or what's something else, just bologna. Then for it could have
I don't think it's
effects
good for
on
you.
Your health. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not really good for you. Yeah. 4th of July today. This is a bad day for anxious animals. If you have a dog or a cat, there's some things you could try to do to try to keep them safe and calm. Keep them calm. I never had an anxious dog or cat.
My bulldog is very anxious.
When I had a St. Bernard, he would get jumpy a little bit at the fireworks. But after I held him for a little bit, then he was like, oh, okay, we're good. If you're good with this, I'm good with this. You know? But I've had friends who's like, it's a terrible night for their animals. So feel bad if that's going down for you as well. Then let's see here. We've got, we're going to take a quick break. Do we take a break now? I'm already late on the break. Let's do traffic on the fives. We'll do traffic on the fives and come back and tell you the top thing we're doing for 4th of July.
All right. We're still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Even 98, Highway 90, 29, 9 Mile. Our usual hot spots are flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
If you own a business, chances are you did not get into that business because you love managing employee benefits and payroll and HR. Probably that stuff gives you like it's not fun to think about. You got into business to what? Build computers or service cars or handle landscaping or, you know, whatever it is you do. And then as your business grows and you have employees and you have to deal with this stuff, and by have to, I mean have to. It's not fun. But you want to make sure to take care of your people. Give them the best health, dental, vision, life, and disability insurance that you can, right? At the best prices. That's where Torgerson Causey comes in. They're good at this. In fact, kind of weirdly, they like this stuff. They went into business to do the thing that you kind of hate doing because they like it, they're good at it, and trust me, having used them now for about 4 years, Cat Country and News Radio, we've been using them since 2021, they have been fantastic. They gave us plans we didn't have before, choices we didn't have before, better customer service than we ever imagined. Torgerson Causey, more than 20 years helping local businesses like yours. Give them a call today for a no-obligation review, 433-9996, or online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Hi, I'm Meg, inviting you to tune in Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest. They will be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program, as well as an offer of 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Great Milton Duck Race is Friday at the Milton Downtown Bridge starting at 5 o'clock. Proceeds benefit the community missions of the crew of Blackwater Pirates. Locations to get your ducks is at blackwaterpirates.com. Celebrate America Friday night at the Community Maritime Park Amphitheater with the Pensacola Symphony beginning at 7:30, followed by the Pensacola 4th of July fireworks show over the bay. Get all the details at newsradio1620.com. Happy 4th of July.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation.
Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Good morning, Pensacola. Happy Independence Day to you. Coming to the beginning of next hour, we will go over the Declaration of Independence and some patriotic quotes and things like that. 86% of Americans will celebrate the 4th of July in one way or another today. And that's about on track with the other. Who are these 14% of Americans not planning on celebrating the 4th of July?
People that have to work.
Un-American is what they is. But 43% of Americans, the majority, who plan to celebrate 4th of July today, plan to do nothing. They just want to kick back and relax.
Really?
Yep. 35% will spend time with family or friends, 33% will go to barbecue, and 60% are going to
You're
simply
listening
watch
to
the stars. Just kidding.
News Radio 92.3.